Johnny Erickson Tada is a hero of mine. I've had the opportunity to meet her and share my appreciation for her strong witness for the Lord. In case you're not familiar with Johnny's story, she was seriously injured in a diving accident in 1967 at the age of 17. Johnny broke her neck and permanently lost the use of her arms and legs. As you might imagine, she was utterly crushed by this new reality. Johnny's friends and family were all praying for a huge miracle of healing to spare her from a life of paralysis. But the miracle didn't come. Johnny felt helpless and wanted to die. To be sure, she had hung up her harp on the willow tree and effectively said, "I've lost my limbs. I've lost my song. I've lost my reason to go on. I want to end it all." But how do you kill yourself when you're a quadriplegic in a wheelchair? Johnny tried to get her friends to help her. Whenever they would visit her in the hospital, she would beg them to put a stop to her misery. "Just slash my wrist," she would plead. "I won't even feel it. Please help me. I just want to die." In the long night hours when she was all alone, she would try to jerk her head this way and that, hoping to break more of her neck, C1, C2, or C3, to hopefully bring her pitiful life to a close. All of her efforts proved futile. Finally, she came to the end of herself. In desperation, she prayed, "God, if I can't die, then show me how to live." In other words, show me how to live in this wheelchair. Show me how to live with these useless arms and legs. Show me how to live in this Babylon, in this strange new normal that I don't want to have to accept. And the Lord answered Johnny's prayer. He showed her how to live. More than that, he showed her how to shine, and he gave her a song. To this day, over 50 years later, I don't believe there is anyone with a more vibrant, glowing testimony for Jesus Christ than Johnny Erickson Tada. She radiates the joy of the Lord and attracts attention around the globe as she exudes the sweet aroma of Jesus wherever she goes. Her life, her new normal, gives hope to millions of people who are dealing with trauma and tragedy. Sometimes a new normal is simply a big step in life. Marriage, childbirth, a new job, a new city, or retirement. At other times, it may feel like Babylon. You may find yourself in the strange and scary land of divorce, unemployment, the loss of a loved one, or a major change in your health status. You may go through a time of depression in that foreign place. You may feel lonely, isolated, or forgotten. You may feel like hanging your harp on a willow tree and giving up. But then, like the Israelites in Babylon, you remember Jerusalem. You remember that you are a citizen of heaven on a temporary mission in enemy territory. And you remember that you are called to shine for your Savior, Jesus.